Welcome to Remedy and Rhyme, a space where poetry meets the wise power of plants. I'm your host, Kimberly Kling of Joyful Roots. We'll begin each episode with a poem, a soul offering inspired by a single herb. From there, we'll follow the thread of the plant's deeper wisdom, exploring what it reveals to the heart, how it invites us into greater awareness, and how we might welcome that into our own lives. Then we'll ground that insight with simple ways to work with the herb in your everyday life rhythms. So whether you're here for the poetry, the plant stories, or the space in between, I'm so grateful that you've joined me. This podcast is for educational and inspirational purposes only. I am not a medical doctor or a licensed health professional, and nothing shared here is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. The information provided has not been evaluated by the FDA. Herbs are powerful allies, but not without personality. If you experience an allergic reaction or discomfort from any herb mentioned, please stop taking it immediately. Also, if you're on any medications, please check with your doctor about any possible herb-drug interaction. Most importantly, you and you alone are the steward of your own body. What you choose to consume, apply, or integrate is entirely up to you. This podcast is about health empowerment. Listen with curiosity and always honor your body's wisdom. Welcome to the second episode of Remedy and Rhyme. I am thrilled to be here with you all today and to have our first episode where we speak about an herb. Today is going to be all about our beloved friend rosemary. I'd like to start this episode with a poem that I wrote. It was written during a creative writing workshop that I attended, and they gave us 5 minutes to sort of really quickly write a poem, and I thought it was a very fun exercise, and this is what came through. Smoke wafting through the space. The familiar scent of sacred rosemary caressed their skin, whispering stories of their ancient ancestors, tempting them to lean in closer. Hand in hand, three deep breaths, they reached into themselves, let go, and left the world behind. They journeyed like leopards into the dark, hearing the call of the jungle, bringing them closer, beckoning them to listen, the earth whispering them home. And through the tangled moss and moist stone, their hearts became vines, entwining each other, twisted and tangled, reaching into the depths of grandmother medicine to find connection so deep they became the entire world. I absolutely adore rosemary. We have one large rosemary bush right outside our bedroom window by the back sliding door, and she's been there as long as I've lived in this house. And wow, her medicine is so incredibly abundant. I would like to plant more rosemary around the yard. However, she's just huge and supplies us with everything we've ever needed. Her presence alone is really such an enormous gift to our whole family and to really the community at large, because I've used her leaves in so many of my products and so many things that I've gifted to friends and family. Just walking by and like rubbing your hands on her and getting a whiff of her amazing scent is so amazing. But as we go on through this podcast, I'll probably share a little bit more about how we've worked with her, with rosemary, and a bunch more. So let's move on. Rosemary isn't just an herb for memory. It's a gateway, a guide, a plant shaman that journeys deep into the soul and unearths parts of ourselves that we have lost to time. When we work with rosemary, we aren't simply engaging with a medicinal plant. We are stepping into an ancestral current and tapping into memories that may not even be our own. The scent alone has the power to stir something truly ancient, past lives, ancestral wisdom, and these core truths of who we are can rise to the surface. Rosemary has been used for centuries in rituals of remembrance. She's been burned in sacred ceremonies, infused into oils and elixirs, used to clear the mind, sharpen our intuitions, and open the door to unseen realms. But Rosemary's gifts aren't just about remembering facts, they're about remembering ourselves, bringing us home to ourselves. The parts of us that have been forgotten, suppressed, or buried under layers of expectation, trauma, and survival. Rosemary is an herb that holds a mirror to our spiritual wholeness and invites us to embrace the holiness within. Beyond Rosemary's cognitive and spiritual gifts, Rosemary carries a really deep connection to the feminine archetype. And when I say feminine, I'm not just talking about our sex, male or female. I'm talking about the aspect that everyone carries inside of them that is the yin to the yang. These are the set of symbolic qualities, energies, and patterns that are traditionally associated with the feminine principle across different cultures. So these characteristics include not only the soft and nurturing aspects of the feminine, but also the really fierce, enduring, cyclical power that patriarchal systems have tried to suppress. And when we work with Rosemary, we're tapping into and strengthening those feminine energies within each of us. They may look like things like endurance, the ability to persist and to hold wisdom across generations, or intuition, that deeper knowing that speaks through dreams and visions and subtle messages, or radical nurturance, which is like this fierce form of care that prioritizes healing, rest, and regeneration, things that our culture so often dismisses. But I want to talk about why this all matters so much right now, because in this current political and cultural climate where it really seems like oppressive systems are cracking under their own weight, Rosemary is reminding us where our true strength lies. Not in force, not in domination, but in remembrance, resilience, and rootedness. Rosemary is offering us a contrast to late-stage capitalism and patriarchy. And while these systems thrive on extraction, depletion, and forgetting, Rosemary calls us back to that place of connection, restoration, and deep ancestral knowing. Rosemary calls us to remember and to recognize that we don't have to navigate life's challenges and the really dark times that we go through alone. And though we may not always feel the presence of our ancestors within us, they're always guiding us in ways that are both seen and unseen. Our ancestors' wisdom is literally woven into our very being, and we're not just descended from them, we're made from them. Their strength is literally in our bones. Their stories are whispering to us through their memories, and their knowledge continues to shape the paths that we walk this very day. So just as herbalism is built upon the teachings and traditions of those who came before us, our work in the world is also an extension of our ancestors' legacy. You might feel their guidance coming to you from the great beyond through signs and synchronicities and maybe even just gentle nudges along your life journey. Maybe their presence is closer than we even realize. Maybe it's living within us and pulsing through our blood and speaking through our intuition, urging us to remember who we are on a daily basis. So let's dive a little bit deeper into some of the stories and cultural traditions that surround Rosemary. Rosemary is this sacred bridge between worlds. She has been used over the eons to purify spaces and to serve as a protector of the souls. So cultures around the world have worked with Rosemary often as smoke medicine to be safely guided into other worlds, using the smoke to purify the space and to help ward off evil and negative forces. In ancient Rome and Greece, mourners would place sprigs of rosemary on graves or burn the incense to honor the deceased. The herb was believed to help guide souls safely to the afterlife and help the living to keep this memory of their dead loved ones alive. In medieval Europe, Rosemary was often included in burial shrouds and coffins to symbolize loyalty and eternal remembrance. It was customary for mourners to toss sprigs of rosemary into graves as a final farewell to their loved ones. And then in many North African cultures, rosemary is deeply valued not only for its medicinal properties, but also for its protective and purifying qualities. There is this concept of the evil eye, which is a malevolent glare that's believed to cause misfortune, and that is widely recognized as a spiritual threat in Berber, Arabic, and Islamic traditions. And so rosemary is commonly burned as an incense or smoke in cleansing rituals that help to ward off this evil eye, to help purify the home and remove negative energy. And it's especially important before big life events like marriage, childbirth, or travel. Some families hang dried rosemary bundles near doorways or windows to prevent the evil eye from entering the home. Sometimes rosemary is included in protective sachets and amulets where it's combined with blue beads or salt or other sacred herbs, and then these sachets might be tied to a crib or carried in a pocket or placed under pillows for protection. Also, rosemary is infused into water for cleansing and blessing. And sometimes it's mixed with salt or myrrh or other purifying herbs to create a cleansing wash that is used to clean floors and walls and other areas of the house. Or rosemary is brewed into a strong tea and used in spiritual baths or for blessings for newborns and mothers. In ancient Greece, rosemary was offered at temples dedicated to Aphrodite, which symbolized eternal love and spiritual connection. According to Hesiod's Theogony, Aphrodite was born from sea foam. After the Titan Cronus castrated his father Uranus and threw his severed genitals into the ocean. From the white foam, Aphrodite emerged fully grown and radiant. She stepped onto the shores of Cyprus, and this is why she's often associated with the sea, fertility, and why she is called foam-born. So some myths suggest that rosemary grows along the shorelines where she was born, symbolizing her divine essence, memory, and enduring love. Just as rosemary is used in remembrance rituals and protection spells, Aphrodite represents the power of love that transforms and transcends time and space. A love that has the power to protect ourselves and others, and a love that brings the wisdom of our ancestors and our connection to them through the eons. Now I'd like to talk a bit about how rosemary supports and works with our bodies. Rosemary supports both the digestive system and our circulatory system by promoting better circulation to the whole body, which includes the digestive organs, and that's going to help support the digestive system and stimulate digestion so that bile increases and things like bloating, cramping, and gas are decreased because the digestion is working better. Rosmarinic acid is one of the compounds in rosemary that is most well known, and this compound possesses anti-inflammatory properties that can also help to soothe the digestive tract as well as work throughout the whole body to help with inflammation. And rosemary also has mild diuretic effects, which can help to reduce water retention and promote regular bowel movements, which can further support a healthy gut. Rosemary is also well known for its connection to the brain, and it has been celebrated for a long time for its cognitive enhancing qualities. It's often used in aromatherapy, and some of the aromatherapy studies have suggested that just inhaling the scent of rosemary can improve memory, concentration, and mental clarity. I love to go rub my hands on the rosemary bush outside our door and just breathe in her scent. You don't even need to have essential oils to do that. You can simply just go up to the plant. The rosmarinic acid that we talked about earlier, as well as many other compounds in rosemary, act as powerful antioxidants, and these can help to protect the brain from oxidative stress, which will ultimately help promote mental sharpness and prevent cognitive decline. So drinking rosemary tea, or maybe even just smelling The plant can stimulate brain function, improve focus, and even boost overall mood, which makes rosemary an ideal herb for people that are dealing with mental fatigue and stress as well. Rosemary is a luscious skin herb and just a natural ally for the skin, thanks to both its antioxidant properties and anti-inflammatory properties, as well as many other reasons. Free radicals are pesky little things that contribute to premature aging and skin damage. Antioxidants are what combat free radicals, and that's one of the reasons that rosemary is so great for our skin and for maintaining a youthful appearance. Rosemary's natural oils can help to soothe irritation, calm inflammation, and support our skin when it's healing from wounds, which makes rosemary a really excellent choice to help with burns, cuts, and abrasions. And it can be used topically in lotions, oils, or balms, although if there's an open wound, I would suggest a water-based preparation, because oils can sometimes trap in bacteria or not let the wound breathe as it should. However, oils, infused oils, lotions, balms, all made of rosemary, those are all great for things like reducing redness, improving circulation to the skin, enhancing skin elasticity, which is done by encouraging cell regeneration, and so much more. Rosemary has that beautiful stimulating property, which brings blood flow to the surface of the skin and is just generally helpful for maintaining that beautiful glow and helping our skin do its job as the largest organ of our body. Rosemary is also very supportive of the respiratory system and the immune system. It has antibacterial, antiviral, and antimicrobial properties that makes it, in part, an excellent herb for clearing congestion and supporting overall lung health. Since I have such an abundance of rosemary, I love using rosemary steams for relieving sinus congestion and helping to ease coughs, or even just to give myself a little bit of an at-home spa treatment. My whole family turns to rosemary steams when we have been going through an illness where we have a lot of congestion. To make an herbal steam, what you want to do is boil some hot water. And then you get a heat-proof bowl ready with your dried or fresh herbs in it. And you want to set that on your lap, but make sure you have some padding underneath you so that if the bowl gets hot, you're not burning yourself. And then you basically pour the hot water over top of the herbs. And then if you put a towel over your head and lean over the steam that comes up from the bowl, you're going to get all of the volatile essential oils that are released from those herbs like rosemary, and you can breathe those in, and also the steam is going to help like loosen congestion and such, and it will get a little bit trapped in there by that towel. You do have to be really careful that you don't burn yourself. This might not be the best thing for small kids because that water is very hot and it can be a bit of a hazard. And you also want to make sure that the water's not so hot that you're burning your face either. When you're tenting your head with the towel, just make sure if it gets too hot in there that you lift it up and let some of that air out. An alternative, and this may work for younger children, is to hang rosemary bundles in the shower and get the shower nice and warm and steamy and allow the water to and the steam to release those volatile oils from the rosemary and fill up the bathroom with the steam and the volatile oils. In addition to this amazing respiratory support that rosemary can offer, it's also supportive of the immune system because it does help to gently stimulate white blood cell production and improve overall immune function. So for those illnesses that we get seasonally, it can be such a great supportive ally. As we wrap up our journey with rosemary, I hope that you feel inspired to connect with this beautiful, humble, yet powerful plant in your own way. Rosemary is one of my top five favorite herbs. I can definitively say that, even though it's so hard to pick specific herbs and pick favorites because they're all so amazing. But rosemary is one of those plant that reminds you that sometimes being ordinary can hold extraordinary gifts. And she really does show up in all the ways. She's physically supportive, energetically protective, and deeply restorative to both the body and the spirit. I'm so grateful for Rosemary and her steady, rooted magic. I'd like to end this podcast with a few reflections and takeaways for you. Next time you inhale the scent of rosemary, pause, listen, and maybe ask yourself these questions. What is stirring within you? What wants to be remembered? And what parts of you are waiting to return home? If you would like to submit a poem to be considered for one of the future podcast episodes, please email that to kim@joyfulroots.com. And in the subject of the email, you can put that it is a poetry submission for Remedy and Rhyme. That would be helpful and wonderful, and I can't wait to hear from you. If you appreciate what I'm doing here with this podcast and would like to help support all future endeavors, you can do that a few ways. First and foremost, if you're able to rate and review the podcast in whatever platform you are listening to this, those positive ratings and reviews help us get in front of more people. You can also join our Remedy and Rhyme Patreon page, which is available at patreon.com/joyfulroots. You'll find all sorts of goodies there, including plant stories, recipes, and more. There is a free membership, but if you are able to help support the podcast via any sort of monetary donation, that is super appreciated. This episode is also brought to you in part by my favorite matcha on the planet, Posana Matcha. It's certified organic, third-party tested to ensure that it's free of heavy metals. It's pure, safe, and absolutely delicious. I love indulging in this every day. It's a single-origin matcha that's grown in the lush fields of Shizuoka, Japan. And honestly, it's the only matcha that I reach for anymore. So when you use my code JOYFULROOTS, that's JOYFULROOTS, at checkout on Posana's website, you'll get 10% off your order, and you'll be supporting this podcast through the small affiliate commission that I receive, which helps me to continue creating this empowering herbal content just for you. You can find the link in the show notes or head to posana.net, that's posana.net. and use the coupon code JOYFULROOTS at checkout for 10% off your order. I'd like to give thanks for the music in the intro and the outro that is called Bedtime After a Coffee by Ikun Baradine on Chosik. I'd like to give immense thanks to my family for supporting me in this herbal journey, and for all of my friends and community who have also been so supportive. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the other herbalists who have influenced me. There are really just too many to name, but I'm so appreciative. And of course, my deepest gratitude goes to our plant allies who have honestly taught me more than I could have ever imagined. I'll see you in the next episode.